Chapter 1. Rebecca was very excited as she threw the last few things she needed to pack into her suitcase. It was already filled with extra sweaters, thick socks, and a few scarves. She was getting ready to leave on her annual ski trip with her family. But it wasn't just her parents that were going this year. Her cousin RJ, who was a few years older, was going along on the trip too. She was so excited to see him, not just because he was her cousin, but because he had taught her everything she knew about being a girl detective. RJ was a detective too, and he solved mysteries in the middle of the great big city where he lived. Rebecca and RJ didn't get to see each other too often during the school year, so this ski trip was a very special treat. Rebecca couldn't wait to tell him about all of the mysteries she had solved in her little town, where she was known as the best detective around. When they picked up RJ in the city, he was excited too.
"Hi, Rebecca,"
he said happily as he climbed into the car beside her.
"I see you're ready for the slopes."
He laughed as he tugged at the bright pink earmuffs she was wearing.
"We're gonna have to stay warm," Rebecca said with a grin. "Here, I got some for you, too."
She laughed.
"They'll match your hat."
RJ always wore a detective hat. He had them in many different colors. As a seasoned kid detective, RJ was always on the lookout for mysteries, just like Rebecca was.
"Do you think that we'll find a mystery at the ski lodge?" Rebecca asked with a grin.
"I don't know," RJ replied with a shrug. "But if we do, I'm sure we'll be able to solve it."
The drive to get to the ski lodge was pretty long. They had to drive along curved roads that got higher and higher as they drove. Rebecca and RJ didn't even notice the distance, because they were talking the whole time. RJ told her about Joey, his friend, who he solved mysteries with. Rebecca told him about the mysteries she had solved at school. Then, they both talked about Mouse's secret club, which they both belonged to. Mouse, Rebecca's best friend, started the club. It was all about pranks. By the time they were close to the ski lodge, RJ and Rebecca were laughing loudly in the back seat of the car. Rebecca's mother looked at them through the rearview mirror and grinned. "We're not even there yet, and they're already having a great time." She smiled happily.
"I can't wait to get on the slopes," Rebecca's father said. "We're supposed to get some snow while we're up there too, kids,"
he called back over his shoulder.
"So you'll get to build some snowmen."
"We're too old for building snowmen," Rebecca said with a sigh. "No one is ever too old for building snowmen,"
Rebecca's mother said, and laughed.